This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Or it all goes back to where it was and worse. Oh, but did we catch them in the act or what? You know what I'm talking about. Oh, did we catch them in the act? They are very embarrassed. They never thought they were going to get caught. We caught them. Hey, we caught them. Oh, it's so much fun. They're like the great sleuth.
Oh, we caught them, all right. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Glad you guys are with me. There's a saying, when you control a man's thinking, you don't have to worry about his actions. Slavery proved that. Think about it. There were no walls. There were no fences with what they call a razor wire up to keep slaves in. None of that. Very few slaves left the plantation, escaped the plantation. And the reason was very simple. Even though they ate poorly, they were treated poorly for the most part. Well, I shouldn't even say that because that's not necessarily true. They weren't treated poorly, but they weren't treated as well as the master. But they stayed. It was three squares and a place to stay. They had jobs to do. They knew what they were supposed to do. They did it every day. And, you know, if things were good and everybody was happy, things went, you know, they'd stay. And occasionally you'd have a runaway slave. Somebody would get it and go, you know what, this is stupid. You know, they're treating me poorly, whatever. And let's face it, there were plantation owners who were very bad people. And there were plantation owners who really felt like slaves were family. I know people get mad when you talk about slavery as if it was, you know, something not as bad as everybody puts it. It wasn't always as bad as everybody puts it. That's just the truth of it. How bad are you going to beat somebody that's out doing the work for you? Pretty much. You know, you got to maintain a bit of control, so I'm sure there was that element to it. No question. And society built that scare tactic into it, like, oh, you don't have any rights. You can't go against this white man. But there were many of these white folks that relied on these blacks and said, you know what? Don't be mistreating them. So I don't know the statistics. You know, you go read something. I'm sure somebody, Kevin, it was horrible. 90% of slaves were raped and whatever. Well, yeah, maybe. I don't believe that to be the case. We raised cattle, and they thought of slaves as cattle. I know you, oh, people are already going, ooh, Kevin's about to compare black people to cattle. Yeah, that's what they compared us to. Now, I'll ask you this. How bad would you treat the animals that are going to make you money? If you got milk cows, did you go out and beat them, or did you go out and milk them? They milked them. They milked black folks. We picked cotton. They needed it picked. They said, you pick cotton when it gets to the gin. Everybody does well, blah, blah, blah. We make more money. We feed you better. You know, and it's a terrible manufacturing plan. No question about it. But it is what it is. So don't get all into your head. Oh, man, slavery, slavery. Because that's what they want. You hear slavery. You're supposed to, slavery. Yeah. It was the manufacturing of the South. Bad as it was. I didn't like it. I'll tell you this right now. You can't make a slave out of me. I already told you that. You'll never. This black man will never be a slave. Never. If I live another 10 lifetimes, I'll never be a slave. Not with what's inside of my head. If I have this brain, I will never be a slave. When you control a man's thinking, you don't have to worry about his actions. That's where I started with this. The left have done this. They've re-enslaved America in a different way. And this is this is what's cool about it, if you like this type of thing, if you're into the psychology of it. We're willingly gone there. White folks are slaves. You people are, hey, Kevin, I'm not a slave. I would never. I understand you. I can relate to you. I'd never be a slave. And I say to you, white man, whoever just said that to me, because I heard you subliminally, you're a slave right now. Kevin, I couldn't say the things that you say. Really? Because you got what? A master that's telling you what to say. Let me repeat this. When you control a man's thinking, you don't have to worry about his actions. What do you think now? Huh? White folks, you out there making those decisions for yourself, doing all these things for yourself, you feel free? Then why do you keep telling me the same things? You're in the best position you've been in decades. talking to you white folks right now. You got a champion. Donald Trump said this: sometimes by losing a battle, you find a new way to win the war. I don't know that he's lost many of these battles, but let's say that he has. What do you think he's done so far? How's he done? Has he represented you well?
Oh, Kevin, they still call him a racist.
Yeah, whatever. See, Donald Trump knows something about politics that's been long forgotten since leftism creeped in, because all you slaves out there have allowed it to happen. Government's first duty is to protect the people, not to run their lives. That came from the venerable Ronaldus Magnus, Ronald Reagan. James Madison said, if men were angels, no government would be necessary. You see any angels in our government? I see a white knight, but I don't see any angels. The closest thing to an angel would be Donald Trump. And for those of you who are thinking of an angel as this, you know, winged being that was very cherubic and very nice and all that, you don't understand. You better go read your Bible. The angels were, they did God's dirty work. They would smite you down. Pow! They go to battle. That's what an angel was. So, yeah, in that regard, Donald Trump is an angel. Will Rogers made the comment one time. He says, I don't make jokes. I just watch government and report the facts. That's exactly what we've been doing, folks. I don't do anything special here. I don't even have to be funny about it. I don't have to be clever. This is what we've come to in this nation, where government has become a joke. And by the way, Will Rogers is a lot older than I am. We're talking decades ago, he made that comment, and it still applies today, except it applies exponentially more. I think about all the criticism of government back in the day, and I think to myself, these guys thought they had it bad then. Can you imagine? What have we uncovered? What do we now know about a government that's supposed to be by the people and for the people, that isn't anywhere close, that will absolutely rain on your parade in ways you've never even imagined? It's ridiculous, folks. And all because you've been enslaved. You've been taught how to act, how to say, what to say, how to be. The political correct nature of things. Anyway, I've had the opportunity to get out there and speak more to folks and all this, and I'm so enthused to get out there and interact with you guys and let you hear a different point of view. You guys hear it on the radio show quite often, but I'm out there helping others as well. Listen, we got a lot coming up. Sweden has an interesting story. It's going to blow your mind, the story I'll tell you next. Keep it here. You're listening to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Things move fast in the crazy world of leftism, and this next story about Sweden is going to leave you mind blown. Mind blown. First of all, Sweden gives returning ISIS jihadists welfare. Did you hear what I said? If you return from fighting jihad in your country of choice, Sweden brings you back in and says, "Hey, come jump on the welfare system." But I mean, that's bad enough, right? You would think, okay, Kevin, so you're going to talk to this next segment just about that, the craziness of that idea. Nope. It gets even crazier. There's an entrepreneur who's being deported from Sweden, an immigrant being deported because he lowered his own salary. This guy's in the south of Sweden. He took a pay cut to save his own company. And he's been handed a deportation order by the Migration Agency of Sweden, who says he's in breach of the collective salary agreement rules. I'm going to stop there and let you just let that soak in for a little bit. An honest, hardworking immigrant to Sweden, Hussein Ismail, who came to Sweden from Lebanon in 2014, to continue his work in his company, which he co-founded remotely in 2011. Here's what he said. In the beginning, I was helping from abroad until we reached the point where I needed to join physically. Because of the demands of the job, that's why I moved. We started expanding, then until we reached the situation we're into today. He says, I've been involved in three other startups in Lund, of which I'm co-founder and part owner. So this guy's an entrepreneur. You see him standing next to the equipment and the things that they use, and he's just like sitting here going, what's going on here? The company celebrated expansions to grow, quote, 10 times bigger than it currently is, including moving to a new location in Lund's Science Village. But in order to reach that point, they had to make sacrifices. During a period of economic turbulence in 2015, Ismail decided to give up some of his pay in order to get his firm through the rough patch. The decision worked in the long haul because it allowed the company to grow, and it actually has done very well. It's grown to where it is right now. But he's been told by the Swedish Migration Agency that the pay cut meant he was in breach of the minimum salary stipulated in his collective employment agreement, and as a result, they would not allow him to extend his work permit. I just want you to understand, when we talk about leftism, this is the type of thing you deal with. This is not a man in Sweden with rape culture. This is not a man in Sweden who's trying to live off the backs of the hardworking tax-paying citizens of Sweden or even people like himself. This is a guy who's willing to sacrifice. I don't know what his company does. It's called Birka Bio Storage. It looks like they're doing biomedical storage. That's just my gut feel because I saw the picture. He's standing there in a lab coat. It's obviously something fairly high tech. But now he's got to leave the country because he took a pay cut in order to make his company successful. That's what you do. I don't know how many years, but it's at least three. And I can't say I went fully unpaid, but I know this. One of the years I took no money. This is when I started the company. I took $0. I lived only on savings. The second year, I know I took less than $10,000. It was probably less than five. And the third year was much the same. It took me 3 years to get that company over the hump. And then there were years where I tell myself, okay, I'm at least going to give myself a couple of grand a month, and you'd find yourself going, nope, I can only do $1,000 this month. Or in some cases, I can't take any. So this concept of doing that, that's what entrepreneurs do. And this guy gets penalized because of it. He has been issued a deportation order. He's got to leave Sweden within 4 weeks. He says this. They say, this is what he said. We agreed that we were going through a tough time economically in the startup, and we needed to make sacrifices in order to survive. But Sweden has strict rules in the area that are designed to stop workers from being exploited. But Ismail pointed out that he was in no way forced into the decision that he made as the owner of the company. He says, you know, it was a conscious choice by a young company to sacrifice in the short term in order to get to the long term. No one wants to drop their own wages, he says, unless they have a good reason to sacrifice in order to build up the startup and continue expansion. If we hadn't done it at the time, he says, we wouldn't be in the position we are now with the plans that we have. He says, when they were contacted by the agency, they said there was no room to maneuver. This is back to how government works. Nope, these are the rules. It doesn't matter, because if you're the owner of the company and you cut your own salary, well, guess what? You've penalized a worker. And we are all about the workers because we're a socialist system. We don't understand why you would even consider doing that unless you did it for, you know, one all for one and one for. I don't know what they were expecting this guy to do. He says, we fully understand. This is what their thing was. We fully understand that it may seem harsh, but the law as it was designed to date does not provide space for people with an employee's residence permit to consciously waive legal defined requirements. Just understand this. The person saying this in this agency doesn't have enough common sense to see this as an exception. That's the rule. Nobody was hurt. The only person hurt was the guy who started the company. It wasn't one of the employees. He didn't go to the employee and say, hey, listen, you're going to have to take a cut. I'm going to keep my money. You're going to have to take a cut. He did exactly what you're supposed to do. This is what I keep telling you guys. You play by the rules when it comes to socialism, leftism, call it whatever you want. You play by the rules. You want to be successful. They will do everything they can to stop you. The only way for him to if he conformed to the rules, the company doesn't grow. And you know what socialism says? So be it. And even when confronted with a stupid idea, with a place where you should make an exception in a business, if you ran into this, you'd go, well, that's an easy exception. Nobody gets hurt. It's a principled decision based on management. No problem. Exception noted. Boom, you're in the business, go do it. Because that's what entrepreneurs are willing to do to grow their companies. I tell you what, we would love to have this guy in America. Can I speak on behalf of Americans and tell you that this dude should be here? I would gladly accept this, what's his name, Ishmael something? I'm not worried about him. But Sweden's willing to pay jihadis coming back from war, potential jihadis against them, rape culture people, but they want this guy out. It's crazy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood flow. pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I used to be a Democrat, used to be a Teamster, and I worked at the docks at San Francisco Bay. And, in the old days, it was, we're all Americans, so the liberals win, and the conservatives win, goes back and forth, but everybody is supposed to have a voice. Everybody's supposed to have a vote, And okay, so we lose one. I have to live with the majority, the winners for the time being. But now, this whole thing with Hillary and the Democrats, they're not acting like Americans. They are acting like criminals. The lost taxes and all those tax, was it 30,000? And then the nuclear material to the Russians. They're the ones that was, dealing with the Russians. In the 50s, Hillary's, they would have been traitors. But, and then to out and out lie. I mean, it's one thing to just out talk, who has the better argument. But to out and out lie with this fake dossier against Trump, and then also with the Alabama judge. I mean, this is dirty, dirty, dirty. This is a war. This is, I mean, don't they realize that the people voted in Trump and they want the wall? They want to get rid of Obamacare. They want lower taxes. They want to bring back jobs and build the middle class. They want to lower the trade deficit. This is what the people want. But the Democrats, these lying thieves, these crooks, they are out to destroy America. They don't want freedom anymore. They don't want liberty. They don't want the people to rule. They want socialism or a king. They want to rule. They want us to be little sheep while they do all the ruling. We got to wake up. All the Democrats, all the Republicans, the Americans, wake up.
Appreciate that call. I will tell you guys, that is a Democrat, former Democrat. And I believe he said he was in the Union, and he's converted. And I wanted to put that gentleman on the radio just to show you guys that I'm not making this stuff up. Glad you're here. Kevin Jackson is the show you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Show. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. And look, those people are out there. They are converting in droves. And there's a simple reason for it. They're not as dumb as the Democrats make them out to believe. That gentleman gets it. How many things did he point out, the lying, the orchestration to make Trump look bad? How many people do you think are waking up to the realization of just how bad the Democrat Party is? What they're willing to do to win based on an ideology? Here's where me and the gentleman part ways a bit. He said, you know, we were Democrats and Republicans back in the day, and, you know, but we were all one America. And maybe that's true to a degree, but I can't imagine you being a Democrat saying, okay, it's for a union to, you know, guarantee me a wage, whether I work a certain number of things, is a good thing. I can't imagine you being a Democrat and looking at their policies going back, no matter how far you go back. I can't imagine anybody believing that that's pro-American, anything that they've done. That's not to say everything that the Republicans did is correct, but I would at least tell you that they thought it was probably good for the country. Now, you can debate wars and stuff like that, but as far as the economy goes and how people should live, Democrats have been putting people in buckets for decades. Pitting people against one another, rich against poor, you know, the steel worker against the executive, the man against the woman, the black against the white, and so on and so forth, to the point where you can't even see straight. And we'll go into some stories about that. I particularly want to relate to you guys a story about Pepsi and what they've done with Doritos. But this is a guy questioning his party. I don't know when he made the conversion. Maybe he'll call back and let us know. When did you make the conversion? Why did you make it? Are people around you talking about the same thing? I'm curious. He mentioned the hit job on Roy Moore in Alabama. Do you think there are people rethinking what the Democrats said about him? All the allegations of sexual misconduct on Roy Moore. Are you believing it now that these other things are becoming more clear? Democrats are waking up. And here's the thing. Forget political parties. Forget the title of Republican. There are many Republicans who understand, we've understood for decades, that just voting for a Republican isn't the answer. We solved our problem. I keep going back to the election. We had 17 amazing people, some less than others. And these are people that were diverse in their views. I mean, it was crazy how diverse they were in their views. And we picked the one guy who was probably the in other words, if we were going to change politics, we couldn't have picked a better person. The Democrats, for all their lying pontification about we're the party of all these differences, they picked a rich white woman who had ridden on the back of her husband, and they effectively coronated her. She was a queen to begin with. In other words, you couldn't pick more, quote, Democrat royalty than you did Hillary Clinton. And what did we do? We picked a blue-collar billionaire who'd never been in politics. Oh, yeah, he ran for this or that. I'm saying no serious attempt to run for public office, Donald Trump, until now. And we picked that guy. We couldn't have been more anti-establishment. I go back to the other day when I was talking to you guys about, you're the resistance. Little did you know, you're the resistance. We used to believe in government. And we looked at these knuckleheads that were at Berkeley and various other colleges, Kent State and many others, and we said, these guys are radicals. They're drugged. Their brains are fried. Holding hostages and things at colleges. Even Eric Holder was one of those people. We looked at them and said, these people are crazy. Those are the people that took over government. And we became the resistance. We became the people fighting against these guys. You know why? Because they feel like everything that they do, and I can say this in an absolute, everything that they do is strictly an attempt to get back at you. It isn't that they believe their policies are going to work. Right now, I'll give you an example. Eric Holder has collected $16 million so he can work on gerrymandering. He's got a 2-year plan to gerrymander all of the districts so that no matter where we are in this country, you're going to lose as a Republican. You ever hear them say things like, when you go into the national election, the Democrats already have an advantage. You know what their advantage is? Big cities. Big cities control the politics of the state. Look at a state. Look at the red versus the blue. Blue will be in one concentrated little dot in comparison to the rest of the state. Whether it's Illinois, the Democrats are done by Chicago. New York, Democrats are done by New York City. You name it. Ohio, Cleveland, and on and on. So that's how things are done. So they've already got a huge advantage because they've amassed people into these areas. And Eric Holder says, no, the gerrymandering is occurring by the Republicans. No, the gerrymander has already occurred by the Democrats. And what Republicans attempt to do is even it out so that we actually have a fighting chance. Right now, Eric Holder has collected $16 million so he could start going in and focusing on gerrymandering everywhere we have a foothold. And unless somebody counters that effort, he's going to be successful. Let me tell you, I know there are rich, very wealthy people that listen to this program, and many of you follow my work, and you want to help. You better absolutely get behind what we are doing. Now, luckily for me, I mean, there are a lot of people who are, but we've got people calling now saying, what are we going to do? What we've got to do is we've got to get black folks, when they believe they gerrymandered a district, I want you to think of what the Democrats do. They say, let's bring in more black people. Okay, great. Bring them in. And then my team goes in, because we've already helped Donald Trump double his black support. That's what my team has done. I've already told you guys, Donald Trump, whatever his number is, by the time it's time for him to get, by the end of 2018, for this election cycle, and certainly by 2020, we will get him double the votes for blacks. Double. I have a project, and that's what we're going to be working on. So if you believe in that mission, you better go to my website, theblacksphere.net, and donate to support it, because we're one of the people that can actually make that happen. Anyway, all I'm telling you guys is the Democrats are out there. They're ready to leave, and they are leaving.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Boy, what a story we got for you here. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Pepsi, snack food company, Frito-Lay, right? You know them. My question for Pepsi was, did they miss the memo on gender equality? What in the world? The company announced a new product. I don't know if you guys saw this story. They call them Lady Doritos. Yeah. Did you know this? Lady Doritos. As it turns out, Lady Doritos don't pack the same punch as their male counterpart. No, they're not, huh? Yeah. It all started with a little taste profiling. This is a Pepsi CEO who is a woman. And in an interview with Freakonomics, Pepsi CEO Indra Nooyi commented on the ways that consumer insights about gender differences are driving product development in the world of Doritos. And Nooyi suggested women don't like to crunch too loudly in public. And they don't like to lick their fingers generously. And they don't like to pour the little broken pieces and the flavor into their mouths. So guys, we just, right? And we're getting the little dye on our fingers and all that. And then when it gets down to the bottom, you know, because they break, we just turn the bag up and go, and we eat it all out. So the company's answer to this problem that apparently women have had with Doritos, who knew, since their inception, was to come up with a new brand. They developing chips that had a low crunch, but had the same taste profile with less flavoring. Those are the new Lady Doritos. Lady Ritos. What do you call them? Loritos? Wow, if the D is for, say, a male appendage, would they be Voritos? Ooh, there's a lot of places you can go with this. Anyway, here's the next thing they said. And how can you put it in a purse? Noyi mused. Apparently, the current chip bags aren't cutting it for the handbag wielders of the world, because she says women love to carry a snack in their purse. I think she meant purses if she was saying women. You see, it would have been woman. A woman loves to carry a snack in her purse. Women love to carry snacks in their purses. See, just keeping all the verb tenses correctly here. Matching the noun. I love this story. So imagine this. Women are carrying chips, which crumble easier in a purse full of gadgets. Why didn't Pepsi, Frito-Lay, whatever, why didn't they just call them Lady Crumbs instead of Lady Doritos? Because let me tell you, if you put a bag of Doritos in a backpack, a purse, in your pocket, whatever, it's going to be nothing but crumbs. And if they're Lady Ritos, Doritos, then they're going to crumble a lot easier because they're delicate. They're much more delicate than regular Doritos. Yeah. For the record, if women are willing to wear vagina hats, I suspect they're not too worried about their Doritos crunch and what it's going to convey to the public about them. That's just me, but I can hear Colonel Jessup of A Few Good Men saying to Lieutenant Commander Joanne Galloway, she was played by Demi Moore, for those of you who aren't sure what I'm talking about, "You can't handle the crunch!" as he eats a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos. When she and Lieutenant Caffey went down to Gitmo. Now, they should reshoot that scene. Seriously, this would be a great Dorito. If they were going to launch this, they should reshoot that scene with Colonel Jessup just sitting there, crunch, 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 crunch. There you are, sitting there with your little chimpity uniform on. Here, carrying that bag of Lady Doritos, Burritos. You know, have Kathy and Lieutenant Commander Joanne Galloway eating Lady Ritos while Kathy's eating those big old honking crunchers, you know. Oh, man, my mind moves in crazy ways. So, obviously, the creation of Doritos, a.k.a. Lady Doritos, creates burning questions. For example, how do you price them? How do you price Lady Doritos? Now, one could argue that less crunchy Doritos are in fact weaker than their male Dorito counterparts. Thus, are they cheaper? Because cheaper Lady Doritos would help balance out that wage disparity between men and women, particularly if Lady Doritos cost 72 cents on the dollar of real Doritos. You get what I'm saying? Because if women go, "We only make 72 cents for every dollar of men," okay, well then have your Lady Doritos. There you go. We've solved the problem, because less expensive Lady Doritos would be fitting, given that the women don't have to work as hard to eat them. They chew easier. There's less work. And the coup de grace for this is women have less to clean up, because these little delicacies don't leave as much coloring on your fingertips. Help me out here, ladies. What are you thinking? 844-551-8255. If you want to chime in on the Dorito discussion, I'd really like to know. Another point to ponder. Can men buy Lady Doritos? Think about it. If men can indeed purchase the lady version of the Dorito delicacy, will men then be man-shamed? if they buy them or eat them? These are legit questions. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. I mean, imagine you've got the regular Doritos. You know, what do you like? Spicy nacho? Okay, so you got spicy nacho, regular Doritos right there, and you got spicy nacho lady Doritos. Now, you're a guy, and you're going, you know what? I'm feeling a little tired today. I don't feel like carrying a big, heavy bag of Doritos. Doritos. I would rather have the lady Doritos because it's lighter. It's going to be easier to chew. It's less expensive. It doesn't leave that nasty. Maybe you're going out and you don't have a napkin or something and you can't wipe your fingers. So you want lady Doritos. And, you know, you're a dude, but you don't want to lick your fingers. You know what I mean? It could be a little bit emasculating if a guy sees you licking your finger all. Okay? So you decide to buy yourself some lady Doritos. Are you ridiculed? What if other people see you? This is, to me, this might be the equivalent of having to go get your lady her feminine napkins, right? What if you were, which brings up another question, what if you're buying lady Doritos for a woman, but they're gonna challenge you? Hey, what are you doing getting lady Doritos? Well, they're not for me, they're for my girl. Yeah, whatever, dude. No, she's right there. Look, outside. Look, she's waving. Look up, honey. Come on, look up. And you call her. Hey, look, will you let this guy know I'm buying these for you? And she's shaking her head. Nope, nope. They're for him. Oh, man, but hey, there's an even more controversial aspect of the Lady Doritos, and it has to do with the, here we go, you're waiting for it, right? The LGBT community. How will they handle the new development in the Doritos world? Are we going to have issues around transgender people purchasing Lady Doritos? For example, will cashiers be required to check the genitalia of the purchaser of the Lady Doritos before they can even authorize the purchase? Will a blue light or a red light go off? You know what I'm saying? These are legit. These are legit questions. I see no problem if you're man to woman transgender, because, you know, you're probably dressing looking like a woman, blah, blah, blah. But what about women to men? Can Chaz Bono buy Lady Doritos? I'm just curious. Or will he have to have his significant other do so while he then takes them to the bathroom at Target to eat them? These are legit. Don't even look at me like I'm crazy. These are legitimate questions. Imagine the new dilemma for Taco Bell. Will the Dorito taco be made from Lady Doritos or Man Doritos? Manritos. If Taco Bell continues to use Man Doritos, are they being misogynist? After all, when they launched the product, they had no idea there would be any gender issues with their Dorito taco. So you can see, people, we no longer live in a world where you can just make a product decision, as Pepsi has done here, without thinking of the ramifications. There are societal ramifications of everything that you do now. I know I'm starting to sound like Seinfeld's lawyer. So when they decided to make the Doritos, was Taco Bell alerted? If Taco Bell was not alerted, I see a lawsuit here. See, it's not as simple as a concept as you might think, thanks to these leftists. But let me tell you, thankfully they killed the idea. Yeah, Pepsi backpedaled, chalked it up to a misunderstanding. The reporting on specific Dorito products for feminine consumers is inaccurate, PepsiCo told ABC in a news statement. We already have Doritos for women. They're called Doritos. They're enjoyed by millions of people every day.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.